Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Hi, my name is Juliana, and I am just 4 years old. And these are mean things you said about my handsome daddy on Twitter. Hey, Calta, I bet you're feeling really good now. All fat and sassy. Big Mr. Number One. But your show is really number two. That's Poop Daddy. Thanks, that's Steam Man. Hey, Mike Calta. Your show still sucks. Why don't you play Sporkle all day? You fat sucker. Thanks, G-Man 1-4. Daddy, these guys are dicks. Hey, Mike Calta, is it true what they say? You and Drew are buddies? Does he mean the butthole? Thanks, that Wally. 52. Hey, Calta, you can eat a big fat sandwich. Daddy, that doesn't sound very good. Thanks, at Ripple World. Hey, I hear Carmen has a pig. Now she sees two pigs every day. They're both big, fat, greasy pork. Oink, oink. Thanks to Texas Roadhouse. Well, 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 f***ing. Look at you. All proud of yourself. Number one. You'll always be a Moe Nobody to me. Ask Muncher. Thanks at Philip Robin. These guys are a bunch of souls. Daddy, I love you.
Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Tonight we go on dates.
Yes. By the way, real quick, I wanted to point this out to you. You were saying about Neil deGrasse Tyson. He had tweeted this out on Wednesday at about 10:30 p.m. He said, if I and my advisors had never learned what science is or how and why it works, then I'd consider pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, too.
Oh, I get it. First, I was like, oh, yeah.
He tricked you.
Why, you silly goose, you.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, like, I appointed him my authority.
He's your science guy, though.
Now I believe in climate.
Maybe he doesn't know anything about the money and the employment and all that.
He also said, though, I saw a thing on Facebook where he was interviewed by Larry King.
Yeah.
And he said, what happens when you die? And he said, well, he goes, is there an afterlife? Is there any proof of an afterlife? He said, well, he explained the whole body is running energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat food so you can maintain your energy for life. Then when you die and your body dies, the energy doesn't die. Where does the energy go? And then when he dies, he wants to be buried and he wants worms to crawl through his body and all that so that his energy can go into them. They can go back into the earth and it could be
circle
a big
of
cycle
life.
Circle of life. And I was like, Larry King, I was like, not me. I want to live forever. I want to put me a. I don't care if I'm just a head attached to a computer, as long as I can still watch TV.
If you have that choice.
Yeah. Oh, by the time I'm older, I will.
Elysium. What would you
Elysium
do?
Elysium didn't live forever, though, did they?
No, but Elysium cured everything.
Yeah, they
just
that
lay down
machine.
On the thing.
What would you do if you died and then all of a sudden I took your consciousness, like I downloaded your brain onto USB and then you were trapped with me forever?
I have to share the inside of your head.
Yeah. Ugh.
Or what if you die and you're just a head hooked to a computer and we come to visit?
Oh my God. Finally.
Finally.
This is so good.
Gross. Here's a guy who would not skull bang me. Let's welcome to the show, Drew Garabo. Drew, how are you?
I would teabag you, though.
Oh, I would enjoy that. That's just for fun. Those are fun things you do. What's happening,
exactly,
buddy?
Oh, man, just looking out on my... what is the difference between a Porsche and a Lanai? Can someone explain that?
Yes, I can.
Galvin's got it. Galvin's got it right there.
The difference between a Porsche and a Lanai. Porsche is usually doesn't have an overhang like a Lanai, a porte-cochere, as they sometimes call it. Yeah, how you like that?
Awesome.
Where a Porsche is usually much smaller, where a Lanai usually has pavers and it has a porte-cochere.
To be fair, Lanakishishi is the way they say Lanai in Hawaii. Yeah.
By the way, I have no idea.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
Porte-cochere? You made that up?
No. Porte-cochere is an overhang, that type of thing. Yeah.
That was too good.
I'm so confused right
now. Slot moles are real, man.
What is it? What is the thing? Oh, pergola.
Yeah.
Pergola. Pergola.
Perguli.
Anyway, what are you on, the Lanai or the Porsche?
After Galvin's explanation, I think I'm on a Lanai, but I'm not sure that he was being sincere.
One is a great Pearl Jam song. The other, a Hawaiian word.
A patio is an open area behind your house that is suitable as for use or outdoor room.
Patio is not in our conversation.
Paved with concrete, brick. Yeah, that's what he said,
it was
right?
Porch or Lanai.
Oh, porch
or
Lanai.
You brought in patio.
Okay, hold on. Let me put porch in.
Now
then.
You've added
porch
a
is
third.
In the front.
Gazebo.
Party in the rear.
Yeah, porch in the front.
Porch in the front.
A Lanai is the same thing as a patio, but enclosed, usually in screening, but sometimes in glass. It might not have a it might have a roof of some sort.
So what are you in?
It's got a roof. I'm in a Lanai, I guess. I'm in my brand new Lanai. Spent all day moving yesterday.
I heard people thought you quit. People thought you got fired.
Yeah, I know. Or got fired. Yeah, that was pretty neat. I don't normally take days off, but I didn't know the window of opportunity to move, and then found out it would be 3 p.m., which, of course, turned into 5 p.m., and could not work and move at the same time.
No, that's impossible. How far did you move?
I would say about a mile and a half away from my old place.
So did you hire a company or did you move all your own stuff?
Oh, my God, dude. I started hiring companies many, many years ago. Okay. Yeah, no, I can't be stuff.
I was just going to say there are three things, no matter what your level of income, that you should always fly first class, always stay in a nice hotel, and never move your own stuff. It's just, I don't care where I am in my life. Those are three things I will always stick to.
Could not agree more. And even hiring someone to do it, we still ended up lifting and carrying and moving a whole lot of stuff.
And I'll do what I do. I just go, hey, I need you to move between 6 and 10 a.m. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be great. But alas. Was not in the cards for Drew Garabo.
Or
yesterday.
Just first thing you pick up, you go, oh, my back. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to have to do the rest.
I did, but I wasn't faking.
Oh, no.
But you know what? We've got a great date to look forward to tonight at Painting with a Twist in Grazzi and St. Pete, and I can't wait.
Now, will Seth be there?
Yes. Seth, throughout this entire process, he knew what day they would be delivering. He said, no matter what, I will be there at the date, and he will be there.
Will he bring the baby?
Doubtful. Very doubtful. I don't think a old baby would be suitable for Painting with a Twist.
Boy, what a C-block of the baby would be, too, you know?
That is true. Yeah. Like, nobody's going to want to make out with a little baby girl going, wow, wow, wow.
What a cute baby, and looks like Seth.
Yeah, I know. It's, the journey they've been on, man, and, to see him holding her and to see Phoebe, it's amazing, dude. Really
I haven't seen Seth be happy about it yet. I've seen him, like, just be his miserable self in all the pictures. I want to talk to him tonight because you, and everybody said this to me before you had a kid, and I'll always remember my stepmother saying, you never know the love that you have until you have a baby. I was like, yeah, I get it. I'm going to like the baby. Right? Then you have a baby, and you're like, all right, now I get it. So even though Seth had gone through such a hard time to have a baby and then finally has the baby, you don't even realize how much you like that baby till you hold it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You there's no way to put into words what it feels like until that baby is born and you hold it for the first time. You're exactly right.
And then boogers have always bothered me so much that Vito Patrinelli, my friend from high school, put a booger on my shoulder while I was playing a video game. I turn around and punch him in the face, and we were good friends. But yet my children could snot all over me, and I don't care.
Absolutely. When your kids do stuff, it's very different than other people doing it.
Yeah.
Drew, you talked to Seth the most. Has anybody told Seth never, never shake a baby? Does he know that part?
That's not true.
Oh,
that's not true. You can give a little tug every once in a while.
It says, I read the bumper sticker, it says never, never shake a baby. Not even never, ever. Never, never shake a baby.
You shouldn't shake the baby, but I do understand why people do it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Jesus. Oh, man.
I do. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying I can understand where a human gets to the point where they're like, I'm going to shake this goddamn baby.
Yeah.
Because what you're like, what could you possibly be crying about for the last 4 hours?
Yeah, there's some new frustration of the new parent, to be certain, but don't shake babies. Go outside and shake a tree.
Right. Never, never.
All right, on to our orgy tonight. We're meeting here during your show?
Yes. Yes, that is true. I heard 5:15, 5:30, so everybody will come on into the studio as soon as they get there.
Can I throw something out there? I mean, it's your show, but I would just throw something out there to break the tension and kind of get things all nice game of spin the bottle?
I love it. That's a great idea.
Sit around in a circle. We spin a bottle of Tito's vodka, and we all do a little pre-show makeout session. That'll just kind of warm things up.
Done and done. Just no boys kissing boys, but all girls kissing girls is fine.
Yes. You know the rules. They're inherent man rules.
Yeah. So is John's date going to murder anyone? Is that something that might happen?
God, I forgot about that. Yeah, man.
Head injury, Harry.
Yeah, he is a piece of work.
Do we know his name?
Justin.
I already don't like it. But you know what? We thought that Carmen's date was going to be Dick last year, and he turned out to be a real nice guy.
Yeah, he was super cool. He was actually one of the cooler dates, other than yours and Galvin's. And
your date was really cool. She just liked to drink a little bit.
We still have had no contact since the date last year.
Really?
Yeah, she's still Facebook friends with me. She hasn't unfriended me, but I've sent her a couple of messages saying, hey, hope we're cool. Hey, everybody gets a little wasted. Don't feel bad. And there's radio silence.
My date, I saw her at the Not So Live gig.
Yes.
And, I've seen all the dates, I think. Not all of them, but, you know, I know who they all are.
My date comes out to some of the Pitbull Toddler shows.
Yeah. So I think this will be nice to have a whole new crop of ladies.
Yeah, and I'm really, really looking forward to my date. I would like to go out with Kelly regardless of a charity date, so this should be a dream come true.
Now, does she have is there a friend involved in her date or something?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I thought there was talk of another hot black chick.
No, she's friends with another very attractive
Bring her.
Okay, sure.
She does have a long distance relationship though.
Yeah, we're going to ruin that tonight.
True, we'll probably ruin it. Yes.
Do you have permission to make out with this girl?
I think so, yeah. I think her alleged boyfriend knows everything.
Not from him. I'm talking about from your girl. We care about him.
Oh, yeah. No, I ran it by my girlfriend, and she said, I'm surprised you're even asking me. Of course you can.
I'm not surprised you're asking. You're very valiant with those sort of things.
Yeah, you have to be. I mean, communication is key, and I've learned one.
Ooh, I find secrets are key.
Well,
and lying about Final Jeopardy.
Yeah,
she's awake now.
Did you lie about Final Jeopardy?
Okay, I told everybody my secret this morning. So we play Jeopardy, you know, like almost every night, and I play legit. Honest, some nights I'm great, some nights I'm crappy. But I found a website that gives you the Final Jeopardy question every day by accident. So now if I have no idea what it is, I look it up, and then I just casually answer. Like last night, this small African ship town, I'm like, I believe that's Brazzaville. And she's like, what the hell is that? And I was right, and I just seemed like a genius. But I'm not, you know, we're not wagering, so it's really, I'm not going to go to hell.
That's way better than DVRing it and then knowing all of the answers.
Yeah.
The worst is that sometimes I do know the answers, and I don't want to take away from how great I am at that normally.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, have you ever taken the online quiz, by the way? You want to feel like the world's biggest dodo head, man. Take that online quiz.
I don't know. I did a couple of times. I did pretty well, but I know that if I was on the show, the urgency would make me flip out. Like, I don't think I could be as fast as I need to be.
I did the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on the phone. I did that one and got through, but they never called.
Mm.
So I was sad.
Regis. Anyway, tonight is our Apple a Day dates. I'm very excited. I want to thank all the people involved. Of course, we got Grazzi, which is one of the best Italian restaurants. You know, I'm a big fan of Italian food. I love Cafe Cibo. I love Grazzi in St. Petersburg. Those are my two spots. And we're going to take everybody there for dinner, and then we're going to go to Painting with the Twist.
In St. Pete.
In St. Pete tonight as well. The Tito's Vodka folks gave us a bunch of vodka. The mini donuts are going to be there tonight because it's donut day. What else? We got, and of course, I know all the people that made the donations to be on the date, and I know Steve Hurley and Stingray and Pin Chasers and Carrabba's. Who am I leaving out?
Ambassador Limousine providing transportation.
Oh, that is, well, for some of you.
Oh, yes, that's right. For those of us who don't have our own limousine.
What is the, what do we got? Like, is everybody going in one?
Yeah, that's I think, the plan. I saw the word bus from an email from Mike Oliveros. I know. That made me cringe. Like, there's a big difference between a bus and a limousine.
Well, we took, like, a bus-style limousine last year.
It's like a party limo.
No. Well, did you?
Yeah. It's kind of like yours, but it's extended, Mike.
Mm.
It's like your Mercedes.
It's like yours, but better. Yeah, but better. It's, like, bigger and better.
Was it better?
Yeah.
So much better.
I don't recall.
There's lights in
it. I couldn't see because I closed the shades. I was watching TV on mine when you guys were getting on here. I don't remember.
Well, then.
Carmen. Before you get all snazzy, I was going to suggest that maybe you should ride with me since I kind of like your date.
Okay.
Since he and I are kind of buddies.
Friends.
That might be fun.
All right. I'm in with that.
Oh, boy. No puking in my thing.
Here it comes Monday. Drew didn't get to ride in the same limo as you. It's going to be JoJo's fault.
Drew, you're also welcome to ride with me if you like.
Thank you. No, I'm a man of the people, Michael. I'll be riding with the plebeians and the busazine.
Drew, don't accidentally give them your credit card tonight for the meal. It's on the corporate card.
Learning some lessons as we go, Galvin.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to our date. Anything we should know?
What are we all wearing?
No.
Are we wearing the same outfits?
Tuxedos.
Yeah.
What are we? What are you? I mean, like a button-down shirt and jeans.
I'm going like this.
Yeah, right? Basketball shorts and a shirt, right? Mm-hmm. We all said I would love that.
Mike Calder Friday.
I'm wearing a cutoff tank top mesh.
Hot
and then,
mesh?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going, 1982?
And then some bike shorts.
That would be so
short
good.
Ones, old Larry Bird
show
shorts.
Show it off. You'll be able to see the outline.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, though, what are we wearing?
Yeah, I think dress casual, you know.
Yeah,
not,
business
not
casual.
Super fancy, but, you know, look presentable.
I was going to say, Galvin's date reached out and asked what the attire was, and I, you know, said I'm going to wear a cocktail dress and some heels, but wedges for comfort.
Uh-huh.
And then they asked what you gentlemen were wearing, and I said they'll probably wear some dark jeans and a nice shirt. Mm-hmm. A clean shirt.
Cleaner shirt.
A nice shirt was the way I put it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good. I don't know what I'm wearing. I'll have to go buy me some new skivvies tonight.
Snazz it up.
Get a new Faster Pussycat t-shirt.
I did tell my date and your date.
Okay.
That they said, what should we wear? And I said, duh, heels and no underwear.
No, so perfect. Yeah, thank you.
The way I think we should all be wearing.
You didn't invite me in your bus, but you did tell my date not to wear underwear, so I appreciate it.
I did invite your date in my bus.
Oh, that's great.
But not you. You can meet us there.
Here's a question. How does Kelly feel about you going out on a date with another girl?
Well, she asked my date not to SMID at the after the National
She did, literally.
She asked her, she told her.
She was joking.
She didn't. She asked if she was going to.
Oh,
she didn't ask if she wouldn't. She asked if she was going to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's funny.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
What'd she say about it?
I don't know. I didn't
guess
get
we'll
that
find
part.
Out
yeah.
Tonight, huh?
I guess well, painting with a twist in St. Pete.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm forgetting. You guys are forgetting. There's going to be painting.
Anymore. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Right.
Yeah.
This just in. Justin said he was going to ask John's date.
Boy.
Going to happen.
Oh, man.
All right, Drewson, enjoy your coffee on your Lanai porch, and we will see you today.
Can't wait, guys. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing my door painted when I come into work today for Drew Garabo Live at 2 o'clock.
What are they painting today, your Beastie Boys?
Yeah, no, they're not. They're never going to do it. I don't know. I was just joking. I don't know.
I saw a list of the next ones to be done. It said Beastie Boys, Jay Giles Band, and George Martin. Those are real doors.
Nobody has the Jay Giles Band.
Yes, guess who it is. Somebody's going to have the Jay Giles Band. Guess who it is.
All right, let me think for a second. Peter Wolf is dead, so it's not him.
No, Peter Wolf is alive, and Jay Giles is dead.
That's right. I had a freeze frame moment. Okay, Jay Giles' band would be John Larson.
Nope.
His is already done.
Okay. Jay Giles' band would be Nick Van Cleef.
I would have guessed Nick Van Cleef, too. No, Ed Wedlick is what you're looking at there.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Really? Eddie?
Yep.
Jay Giles, man.
Yeah, and then George Martin, the Beatles producer.
Yeah, the who's a big Beatles fan in the building? Man, I have no idea. Who is it?
But if you're a big Beatles fan, get the goddamn Beatles. Right. What are you getting the producer for?
Well, he's a production guy, so they're kind of the same.
You might as well get George Best or whatever his name is, the first drummer. Ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly.
No.
Production guy, not Ed Wedlick, not Tim Kelly.
Oh, yeah, Tim Kelly. I thought you said Kim Kelly.
Yes. No, she's got the Duran Duran I saw when I walked away.
Nice. Yeah, she does. She loves Duran Duran.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I was looking at see who has their doors painted that's not me, and it's pretty much everybody.
Well, it's you and Bone TV, and then I don't know what the process was and how some people got done. They didn't. And me, the one who didn't ask for any of them, got it done.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. How it goes.
All right, pal. See you tonight at the date.
I will see you, and I'll see you in the studio when you guys get there. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Drew Garabo live today at 2 o'clock. You know, Eddie Ift and I are friends on Twitter, and we still talk, even though
I
was just about to tweet him and go, dude, you've been to Tampa in like 5 years, and I'm looking right now. He's in studio with Hot Brittany that used to work here in Fort Myers.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if you could hear us, go to Off the Hook Comedy Club and go see Eddie Ift. He's very funny, and he's evidently in town. How do you like that?
So you just want Harlan Williams to kill himself.
Oh.
His podcast is bad, and now don't go see him this weekend?
First of all, I said if you're in Fort Myers, which is... counties away.
Go see Harlan Williams. He's very funny. He's got yellow teeth. Well, looks like I'm going to hang myself today. And put on this Mike Calta Show shirt.
I don't know what's going on in this show. There's only two people watching it, and I'm one of them. Hot Brittany in Fort Myers, who used to work here. It's only two people watching, and there's two fat people about to kiss.
Spanish already knows what I'm going to say. Do you already know what I'm going
to
say?
Can I say it? Do you want me to write it down?
Yeah, go ahead and write it down. So I follow Brittany on Twitter, and she follows me, and she likes a lot of my stuff. I'm assuming she likes me. She tweeted out a thing the other day. Yep.
Yeah.
Of a girl that was out at a club, and she was twerking, and you see her underwear, and Brittany said that she turned gay because of that girl.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
She was making her ass clap.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
Which is another huge difference between guys and girls. There's no guy who could dance so good that I go, oh, I'm gay now.
Right.
Yeah.
Girls can look at other hot girls twerking and be like, I want to bite her ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can get up there and watch Justin Bieber or Michael Jackson do the moonwalk, and I'm not going to be like,
but then it made me think of Brittany with that girl.
Yes.
Oh. That was great. I went out on you my should. One eye. Shot a portico out.
Right on the pergola.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.